KSL's top story this hour, Sugar House residents are pleading with the legislature for help.
Please, please do not allow any funding that could be used to destroy our neighborhood.
But state leaders are asking for that funding. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, state officials are asking the legislature for $3.5 million to help build four new shelters or resource centers. They say they have to work together with the city, but many residents were at the same committee hearing. Chris Savin says it's using way too much money.
I mean, we're nothing but disappointed over and over and over again about how poorly this has been handled and the lies that have been fed to us.
But their pleas for help appear to have fallen on some deaf ears. After the hearing, some lawmakers dismissed the residents' concerns on Twitter. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Heather Kelly. KSL's top story this hour, Sugar House residents go to the legislature to say a homeless shelter in their neighborhood is too expensive, potentially unsafe, and hurts property values.
It is disgusting that this is even an option on the table still. Someone needs to step up and help us.
But that help may not come. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, some lawmakers on a subcommittee looking at these issues took to Twitter afterward to basically dismiss the residents' concerns. Many people took turns at the microphone to outline why the site on Simpson Avenue especially should not be allowed to go forward.
Since $7 million, that would have been better spent on vouchers.
These are not family-friendly conditions. Please help us save our homes.
From the very beginning, we've been lied to about this. This is a done deal.
Salt Lake City wants $3.5 million in state funds for help, and the mayor now agrees that the city needs to have productive conversations with concerned neighbors. She says the new service model will look different than what there is currently at the Road Home. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.